Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The effects of climate change are already being felt at the headwaters of the West's most important river system. According to a new study, Luke Runyon has more.
The Colorado River is the water source for some 40 million people in seven states. Warmer temperatures high up in the mountains, where the river gets its start, are already reducing its flow and melting snow earlier in the year.
If we have less of it stored, and if it's coming down early in the year, then we have a mismatch between when the precipitation falls and when we actually need it.
Stephen Saunders is director of the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Climate Organization, which compiled the report for local governments in northwest Colorado. While other parts of the West have recorded declines in mountain snowfall, the river's headwaters haven't. And if greenhouse gas emissions are reduced now, Saunders says temperature increases could happen slower, easing some of the effects. I'm Luke Runyon.
The city of Colorado Springs is reopening its residential rehabilitation grant program to preserve affordable single-family housing stock for low-income households. The city has contracted with Front Range housing nonprofit Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. to manage the program, which is federally funded with $500,000 from HUD. Under the new program, priority will be given to households with elderly homeowners or disabled family members. It's anticipated that 50 to 65 home projects will be completed by the end of March 2019. And over 1,300 homes have been evacuated by a new wildfire burning in Colorado's mountains. The fire was reported today near the town of Silverthorne in Summit County, which is home to several ski resorts. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.